an anchor from the past, the French Saint Jean Baptiste surfaces in New Zealand. Picture this scenario, the rugged, windswept coast of New Zealand, battered by the relentless Pacific Ocean. Now, imagine stumbling upon a relic from a bygone era, a silent testament to the daring voyages of early European explorers. This isn't a scene from a historical novel. It's the reality of a remarkable rediscovery that has sent ripples of excitement through the historical community. An anchor, weighing a staggering amount and dating back an astonishing 256 years, has been unearthed from the waters off the coast of New Zealand, providing a tangible link to the French ship, the Saint Jean Baptiste. In the mid-18th century, the vast oceans were highways of ambition and discovery, but also perilous unknowns. France, a major maritime power, was actively engaged in exploration and trade, pushing the boundaries of its global reach. The Saint Jean Baptiste was one such vessel, a ship that set sail with the hopes and ambitions of its crew and nation. Its mission, shrouded in the mists of time, likely involved trade, exploration, or perhaps even asserting French influence in distant lands. Life aboard a ship like the Saint Jean Baptiste would have been a world away from the comforts of land. The crew, a diverse mix of sailors, officers, and perhaps specialists, faced constant challenges. Unpredictable weather, the vastness of the unknown, and the ever-present threat of disease or disaster. The captain, a figure of authority and responsibility, would have navigated not only the seas but also the complex dynamics of his crew. For the ordinary sailor, each day was a battle against the elements and a test of endurance, their lives inextricably tied to the fate of their ship. The specific circumstances that led to the Saint Jean Baptiste losing its anchor are, like much of its history, open to conjecture. Perhaps a violent storm, a sudden squall that lashed the vessel with fury, forced the crew to jettison the anchor to save the ship from being dashed against unseen rocks. Or maybe it was a more mundane incident, a moment of carelessness or equipment failure during a routine maneuver. Whatever the cause, the anchor became a silent casualty of the sea, sinking into the ocean depths, its existence fading into the annals of maritime history. Fast forward over 2.5 centuries. The year is 2025, and the rediscovery of this massive anchor is more than just finding an old piece of metal. It's an archaeological event. The team responsible for this find, likely a combination of local divers, maritime historians, and perhaps even government heritage agencies, must have been thrilled. Imagine the moment of discovery, the glint of metal through the water, the slow realization of its age and significance. The anchor, encrusted with centuries of marine growth, would have told a story of its long slumber on the ocean floor. Its sheer size would have been awe-inspiring, a physical manifestation of the monumental effort required to anchor such a vessel. The anchor's journey from a French warship to New Zealand seabed is a narrative of exploration, trade, and the inherent risks of seafaring in the age of sail. This rediscovery offers a rare, tangible connection to a period when European powers were mapping the globe and encountering indigenous cultures. It serves as a powerful reminder of the voyages that shaped our world and the countless stories, both documented and lost, that lie beneath the waves. What does this find mean for us today? Firstly, it's a boost for New Zealand's maritime heritage and history. It provides concrete evidence of early European presence, complementing existing records and perhaps even offering new avenues for research into the Saint Jean Baptiste itself. Historians can now examine the anchor's design and construction for clues about its origin and the technological capabilities of the time. Furthermore, it ignites the imagination, allowing ordinary people to connect with the past on a visceral level. It's one thing to read about ships and explorers. It's another to stand or dive. Beside a piece of their equipment, imagining the hands that last touched it and the immense power it once held. The rediscovery of the Saint Jean Baptiste anchor is a poignant reminder that history is not just confined to dusty books and museums. It lies waiting, often hidden, to be brought back to light. It's a call to continue exploring, to protect our underwater heritage, and to marvel at the enduring echoes of the past that continue to surface, enriching our understanding of where we come from.